crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet. Only on 95 BFM.
Morena, Amelia.
How's it going?
Good. Your glasses have fogged up from your coffee.
Yeah, they have. I'm sorry. There's a bit of condensation happening. I don't need to see for this.
No.
It's the radio.
We just need to talk. It's quiet.
Now it works both ways. I can't see anyone and no one can see me.
See, it's just fair.
I would have thought glasses are quite important for words.
I keep them in my brain.
Oh, that's
sometimes.
Nice.
And
well, I was just going to say, what kind of words are we talking about today?
Well, Rachel, I need to ask you a question.
Okay.
How many birds are you on a first name basis with?
Like, do you mean like by their maiden name or do you mean by their like, you know, species name? Or
I said first name. It's usually not maiden name.
I'm probably zero, I would say. Then I don't really know the names of any birds.
Well, I'm here to tell you that you're definitely wrong.
Oh, okay.
Because today we're talking about birds with first names.
Oh, that's very wholesome.
Wait, yeah. Is this birds that have been named by humans?
Yeah. No. Well, okay. I mean, yeah, everything's named by humans.
Okay, true. Valid point.
Sorry. But yeah, so we're talking about birds where part of their name is like what's sometimes called a Christian name, a first name.
Okay.
This used to be all the rage in the UK. So in, I think, yeah, more specifically, it's very English.
I'm rattling my brain right now.
It feels very English. It feels very country, sort of like wildlife.
Yeah.
Rolling green fields.
I'm racking my brain trying to think of one, and I cannot for the life of me.
I'm excited to see if anyone thinks of them before we get to them, but I'll talk a little bit about it first.
Someone's texted in Donald Duck. Does that count?
No. That's not a bird species.
But, I mean, we're getting to the idea. But so we kind of don't really know when these started.
Okay.
They're definitely like at least 300 years old, but because it's like a kind of a folk tradition kind of a thing.
Right, okay.
You don't really...
There's no real set date.
You don't know the start. You only know when it starts getting appropriated by poshos.
Ah, because then they wrote it down. Is that
how
it
works? Yeah, then they wrote it down.
Got ya.
But if
I
were to say...
It's the gentrification of words, medieval words.
If I were to say maggoty pie,
ooh,
are we starting to think of something? What about Margaret pie?
Yeah, I can see that. I like that better.
But is that a bird?
A magpie.
A magpie, yeah. So Mag is one of the several nicknames for Margaret, as is Maggot and Maggoty used to be nicknames for Margaret.
Ooh. Wait, sorry. Maggota used to be a nickname for Margaret.
I've just got a personal message from a listener saying Tom Tit, which is one.
Now I'm starting to clock it.
Robin, okay, wait,
sorry,
can we finish? Let's talk about magpie first.
Magpie.
I've got a lot to say about magpie. So magpie is interesting because we've got a nickname instead of the full name. It's not Margaret Pie anymore.
No.
It's magpie.
When you say anymore, was it at one point Margaret Pie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so the idea is that you kind of give these birds a name that kind of personifies the attitude, the personality of the bird.
Okay.
So Maggoty is very like magpie.
Yeah, it is a bit. That must kind of suck if you were called Margaret, though, and everyone was going around calling these birds maggoty pies and being like, that's you, ha ha ha.
I think it's cute. You get used to being called maggot.
Maggot.
But
what?
But it's interesting because magpies in New Zealand are a different bird than magpies in Europe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the ones in New Zealand are a thing called a butcher bird. They're not a true magpie. They're just totally different. They look totally different.
Yeah.
This thing that they have in common is that they are pied, which is a word that actually comes from... It was the bird first, but it means like different colours. Like the Pied Piper.
Yes.
Both of them like shiny things?
They all like shiny things, I believe.
Even the butcher's bird.
Who doesn't like shiny things?
Even the butcher bird. I think that's a lot of birds.
Oh.
But they're also very cheeky magpies in the UK. Anyway, yes, Tom Tit. Robin is a very interesting one because that's the first name is its common name now. So
yeah.
You don't call it a redbreast. Very few people would call it a redbreast without first calling it Robin.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the original name? Robin Redbreast or a Redbreast Robin?
It would be a redbreast.
Okay.
And its name was Robert.
Robert.
And then as Robin became popular as a nickname for Robert,
got
it stopped being Robert or Robbie Redbreast
Robbie
and
Redbreast.
Started being Robin Redbreast.
Oh, that's pretty cute.
Things I didn't know here. I didn't know Robin was a nickname for Robert, for starters.
Does the person's name Robin come from the bird name Robin.
No,
then.
So no. It was a nickname for Robert.
Okay,
first.
It always was a nickname.
Yeah,
okay,
and so the only other ones where we keep the first name and lose the other one are Martins. It's so like House Martin, Sand Martins.
This true,
is
true.
Just the
all
oh,
the Martins.
A Martin. And J, which used to be called J Pies, mm-hmm. are now J's.
What is J? Is J short for James? Or?
As far as I can tell, it's just a name. Some of these, it gets kind of sketchy because some people just make these up.
Okay,
like,
I see.
Not, were they not made up to
not
begin
so much
with
now,
them?
But well, they were like folk things. Like they kind of caught on and everyone was doing it.
Got you, yeah. Someone sticks it in Woody Woodpecker. Again, I don't think that's quite what we're talking about, but I do
is
appreciate
that the
it.
The same person as before?
No, it's a different person than Donald Duck.
But also, yeah, so Jackdaws, Kitty Wakes, Jenny Wren is maybe
Jenny
a phrase you've heard.
Jenny Wren sounds kind of piratey. Oh, Jenny Wren.
There is an incredible list, however, of ones that have now gone out of use.
Okay, what have we got? Okay. Give us some.
So we have Philip Sparrow.
Oh, yeah.
Mavis Song Thrush. Yellow Wagtails used to be called Yellow Molly.
Oh, that sounds like
a
illegal substance. Yeah.
Ralph Raven.
Ralph Raven. That's quite nice. He feels like a gangster in a 1950s movie.
He sounds very
Ralph
like
Raven.
Disney. Like Disney noir.
Yeah.
Tawny Owls used to be Jenny Owlet.
This is like, it sounds like someone's just written the script for an Enid Blyton novel or something.
It's very Beatrix Potter. Yeah. I mean, Great Skewers used to be Tom Harry.
Tom Harry? Just
two
names.
Goldfinches used to be Jack Nicker. Yeah, Bessie Ducker was a dipper. It's very...
The thing that, with this, that my mind goes to is how do you get to a point where you decide this bird's going to be called Marvin and then it takes off and becomes an official thing? Like, how do you start a word that becomes official?
I think it's just, you know, there are not heaps of names, right? If you're spending a lot of your time around birds, you have certain connotations for names. It picks up that, you know, oh, that bird's, you know, it's Philip. Yeah. It's Phil the old sparrow. It's
old
bloody
Phil, old mate Phil over there.
And then enough people say it that it becomes official.
That's how everything works. That's how words work generally.
I'd love to start a word.
I think that should be your mission for 2020.
Someone says the butcher
make
bird...
Make fetch happen.
Fetch is what came into my mind.
Someone said the butcher bird and the maggot pie are both native Australians that blew over in storms, and we've got both of them here, apparently. According to this texter.
The magpie is like a variety of, it's like a relative of the butcher bird.
Got
the thing that we call a magpie is more like a butcher bird than a magpie.
Ooh. I think people are just...
But yes, that's true. They're Australian.
We've got people just texting and I think what they would like to be names for birds. Now you can confirm maybe if this is one or not. Stephen Seagull. What about Ty Seagull? There we go.
Tweety Bird. That's also a Disney reference.
There's various stories around parrots. So Polly.
Yes.
Yeah.
The idea is that maybe Polly was one of these.
Okay.
But then also the word parrot is possibly from the French name Pierre.
Pierre.
And that all parrots were called Pierre. But I just like the idea that, you know, all horses share a birthday.
What?
All wrens are called Jenny. It's like, it's nice. I think it's very familiar. Did you not know about horse birthdays?
No, what's this horse birthday situation?
There's like a one day in the year that's the horse birthday and all horses get officially a year older. When you're measuring how old a horse is, it's easy. You don't have to like have their birthdays written down.
Stink to the
Jess
horses.
Just walked past like she knows about this, which she definitely does.
Jess is our resident.
True. Thank you, Jess.
Jess is our resident horse girl at BFM and she knows about these things.
But yeah, that's bird names. I tried to look into what the wren and the door and the stuff means, but mostly they're just names, you know.
Okay.
They're just like a word. Duck does mean duck. They are called that because they bob.
Duck under the surface. That makes sense. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for bringing us bird names this morning, Amelia. I feel very educated on that.
Definitely not what I was expecting the segment to be, but I love
it. So, next time you see a magpie, remember it's your old mate Margaret.
Your old mate Margaret.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.